Early this morning, we were having fun. You were hearing some of the news reports about how in November election on the ballot, we're going to have a chance to vote on an adjustment to the term limits that we currently have. We talked about it yesterday, and lo and behold, acting quickly, well, the same day yesterday in the afternoon, the legislature, without debate, without discussion, basically said that, okay, the issue is going to be on the ballot. And we were speculating, especially you, Pat, were wondering, should we dig into this deeper to see if there's anything that may have caused this to happen so quickly without discussion or debate?
Yeah, right, and one of the things that we'll be voting on isn't just the term limits or the new limits they want to enact. It's also disclosure rules, financial disclosure rules, because Michigan is one of the worst. Didn't you say yesterday? It was like,
one of two states, I think.
Yeah, I think Idaho was the other one.
They don't have the disclosure rules.
Yeah, financial disclosure rules. And so the original ballot proposal had pretty strict ones. Well, I remember reading something yesterday and somebody was complaining like, oh, they watered it down. This new, what they passed yesterday that's going to be on the ballot, the state legislature watered it down. Went to the Bridge magazine. I like the Bridge magazine. They do pretty good in-depth coverage of what's happening in Lansing. And this is what they said. They said that they did have some weekend disclosure rules. It says, despite similarities to the petition language, the personal financial disclosure requirements approved by the legislature appear weaker than those pushed by the petition group. One of the things that was approved is that it will only require officials to disclose descriptions of assets and sources of income. The petition drive would have required disclosure of assets and unearned income and earned income. So they wanted it all. Apparently that won't be necessary in this new one. Also, I like this one. Lawmakers also removed a provision from the petition that would have held state officials to the same disclosure standards as Congress. Senator Ed McBroom told reporters yesterday that the stricter requirements could discourage qualified candidates. So there, they got rid of that one. I'm not sure I'm on board with that one, but there you go. So I want everybody to know that it's not exactly what those who are pushing for this petition are getting, but so it's a water down a little bit in certain areas.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure that there are some that perhaps don't want to disclose some financial information. On the other hand, if it is a known requirement for you running for office, you're either going to say yay or nay.
Yeah, right.
Whether you're qualified or not.
One more, too. It says that the new ballot language only requires officials to adhere to state law and report payments from registered lobbyists. The petition drive would have made them disclose all gifts, travel, payments, and reimbursements that officials received.
I'm guessing maybe that mirrors what other states are doing too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing
that's what they were looking for. So it's a little watered down in certain areas, and that was according to the Bridge magazine. And I'll send you that.
Yeah,
and you can put it up on our page.
We'll have to do that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever form it's going to be,
there's going to be something there.
Going to be something on the November ballot, but I'm guessing those kinds of things that will be brought up for discussion.
Yeah.
Sounds like some future talk shows, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Thanks for discovering that.
Yeah, no problem.
Pat Johnston on WSGW.